Father, we bless you and thank you, Lord, for what you're bringing forth in our hearts, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that in the substance of the fullness of Christ Jesus, you're manifesting in us a clean heart, you're manifesting in us a pure heart, enabling us, O God, to see you, Father. And as we set our hope on the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we know your word declares that we are being purified even as he is pure, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that that is one of the realities of your grace. That is one of the realities, O God, of the power of the cross that is alive to us, Father. So we thank you for all that you mean to manifest to us, O God, in the substance of the Master's fullness. Indeed, of his fullness we have all received, grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. It is that realization that we seek, Father, that realization that will manifest the substance of the Master's fullness into our being, that substance that is of his spirit and his life, that substance, O God, that is the clarification, O God, of his faith and his love for us. And Lord, we know that as his fullness is perfected and completed in us, we will unveil as a new creation. So, Father, as we begin this new module, Father, Module 5, Father, as we see, O God, the secrets, O God, that you have for us, O God, in the fullness of Christ Jesus, we pray that you will truly, O God, energize our hearts, open our hearts to receive and realize all that you have for us, O God, in the Master's fullness, Lord. For everything that you have for us, O God, is going to come to us in the fullness of Christ Jesus. It is the fullness of Christ Jesus that is going to fill all in all. And we pray today, Father, that the fullness of Christ Jesus will be manifested in the body of Christ, Father. That the body of Christ will truly, O God, unveil the understanding, O God, of being chosen to receive, to realize, and to express the fullness of Christ Jesus. So let his fullness manifest in the body of Christ across the world and in the heavenly places. And we pray, Lord, that as you release your word today, let your word come forth, O God, in a creative reality, Father. Enable us, O God, to receive and realize his fullness so that we will be manifested in his image. We pray this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we have introduced the reality of the fullness of Christ Jesus. Let's turn. Today, as we go into Module 5, we are talking about introducing the fullness of Christ Jesus. Mashiach Yeshua to our Messianic Jewish brethren, right? His fullness. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Thy words were found, and I ate them. And thy words became for me a joy and the delight of my heart. For I have been called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. For I have been called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. I'll read that again. Thy words were found, and I ate them. And thy words became for me a joy and the delight of my heart. For I have been called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. This verse prophetically represents what we are actually talking about. The words of God being found and being consumed by us, and these words unveil in our heart a joy and a delight. These words bring into us the realities of the Lord our God. And that's what the testimony of Jesus is doing, bringing into us the realities of the Lord our God. So we need to understand that the word has the intent of manifesting the right substance into us. I want to talk about that today. That right substance. And that right substance is entirely conformed to the testimony of Jesus. You remember that verse, Exodus chapter 25, verse 12, I think, or verse 16, right? Verse 12. Let's just turn there very quickly. Exodus chapter 25, verse 16. And you shall put into the ark the testimony which I shall give you. And we all know now that testimony which God wants to give us is the testimony of Jesus. Because the testimony of Jesus gives right expression to God's word. The testimony of Jesus clarifies God's word as it should be to each one of us. It is through the testimony of Jesus that the word finds its fulfillment. The word of God finds its fulfillment. And it finds its fulfillment in the substance of the Master's fullness. It finds fulfillment in the substance of the Master's fullness. All right? And in that Master's fullness, we are unveiling as a new creation. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We are created in Christ Jesus, the workmanship of God. Now this creation involves substance, and this substance is communicated through the word of God. So the highest purpose of the word of God is to manifest the substance that will unveil us as a new creation in Christ Jesus. And this new creation will be conformed to his image and his fullness. This new creation will be conformed to his image and his fullness. Praise the Lord. So let's just look at two verses. John chapter 1 verse 16. My favorite Bible verse. For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. So the manifestation of the fullness of Jesus Christ is a reality that comes to us in a realization. And this realization is a realization of grace and truth. And this realization unfolds each one of us as a new creation. So in his fullness, God creates us. All right? Let's turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. We will read for context from verse 28 to verse 30. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And whom he predestined, these he also called. And whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. You see, all this is the work of God. Right? Listen to verse 30. Whom he predestined, these he also called. And whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Now, what is the basis of all that? Verse 29 tells us being conformed to the image of his Son. Now how are we conformed to the image of his Son? Through the substance of the Master's fullness. That substance has to be perfected and completed in us. How is something perfected and completed in us? It is perfected and completed in us as we receive and as we realize by putting into practice what God brings into us, as we learn how to live the fullness of Christ Jesus in everything that we do, in thought, word, and deed, as we are led by the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit who brings this realization and this reality into us. It is as we are led by the Holy Spirit. You can't do this in the flesh. So you need to understand that God brings the fullness of Christ Jesus to us through the Word, and the Holy Spirit who brings that Word into us then uses that Word to bring forth in us a new life. And as we live this new life, the fullness of Jesus Christ is perfected and completed in us. And in that process, there is a new creation. In this process, there is a new creation. Hello? Listening? So the Bible says in Christ Jesus we are created. We are created in Christ Jesus. We are conformed to him. Right? So we have read these verses. We are conformed to him. Right? What makes up this substance? What makes up this substance? Right? We discussed that in the last module. Right? In fact, in the last tape. We said that this substance that is of his fullness is an expression of his person, his being, and his nature. Right? We did a word study on the word hypostasis. Right? And we said that of his substance we have all received. And that substance is some expression of his being. It's some expression of his person. It is some expression of his nature. And this substance of his fullness is being manifested in us according to the word that God brings into us. In order to do all this, we must always have our hope fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Listening? 1 John chapter 3 verse 3. If we set our hope on the Lord Jesus Christ, we are purified even as he is pure. How does that happen? Because hope is the doorway of faith. Faith is the substance of hope. And if your hope is on the Lord Jesus Christ, then the substance of your faith is of the fullness of Jesus Christ. And that substance of his fullness manifests the evidence of you being unveiled in his image and in his fullness. Obviously, that substance has to be perfected into us so that it becomes part and parcel, right, of our being, right? So we are meant to manifest in the fullness and in the image of Christ Jesus. And that fullness is what defines you as a Christian. It is in that fullness that salvation can be actually realized. So salvation is a reality of the substance of the Master's fullness being actualized in our being. And in that process, we are transformed. In that process, we come out as a new creation. In that process, we can be all that God wants us to be. Are you listening? All this comes forth through the Word of God. All this comes forth through the Word of God that comes to us as the testimony of Jesus. As the word of God that comes to us as the testimony of Jesus. What do I mean by that? The law says that thou shalt not steal. When you understand the law in the testimony of Jesus, then you understand that the reality of not stealing comes to us in the substance of the Master's fullness, in the substance of his nature. In that nature perfected within us, there will come within us a desire not to steal. The solution to the law demanding that you shall not steal is for you and me to receive a nature that does not have the desire to steal. Are you listening? All right. In the law, it is demanded that you should have a Sabbath rest. In the fulfillment of the law that comes to us through the testimony of Jesus, we learn how to rest in God. We learn how to depend on God. We learn how to draw from God. We learn how to trust in God. And we learn how to do this through all that Jesus Christ has brought alive in us in his own faith and his love for God. Are you listening? So what Jesus Christ did was to take the word of God and unveil it through his testimony. What Jesus did was to take the entire framework of the word of God and live it through his life and then make it available to us as a living witness. And that living witness is of his fullness. Are you listening? And that living witness, when it comes inside of us, will unveil in us that which is of Christ Jesus, that will enable the word to be properly defined within us. Like I said, if something is going to be done properly, it has to be properly defined. So God defines all things in his word through the testimony of Jesus. He defines all things through the faith and love of the Lord Jesus Christ. He defines all things in the character and nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus lived the Word of God. Jesus demonstrated the Word of God through His life. Jesus unveiled the blueprint of a new creation by expressing the Word of God through His life. Ultimately, proving the Word of God through the cross. Are you listening? And proving the Word of God through the cross, right, enables us to receive something that is practically being expressed for us. Are you listening? Because Jesus Christ went to the cross for us. He went to the cross so that His fullness could be proven through the cross. And we know from Romans chapter 1 verses 3 and 4 that His Spirit was found to be the Spirit of holiness, that which is pure and undefiled, that which belongs to God, that which is consistent with the nature of God. And that's what we need to understand. The Word of God has to have the right substance to communicate its truth. That's why Jesus said, "I am the truth." And that truth is the substance of His fullness. Are you listening? That's why Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." That's why Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." The substance is of My fullness. It is My fullness that is going to give you life. Jeremiah just said, in Jeremiah chapter, was it what? Jeremiah chapter 16, was it? Let's just read that again. Right? Jeremiah chapter 15. Thy words were found, verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Thy words were found and I ate them. What does Jesus say? Unless you eat of My flesh, you will have no life in you. What is Jesus now doing? Jesus is the Word of God, and He is manifesting the Word in the substance of His fullness, and He calls it My flesh. And He says, unless you eat of My flesh, you have no life in you. But what happens as you eat of the flesh of the Lamb? What does it mean you eat? If you take bread in the natural and eat it, it becomes part of your body. It becomes part of your physical being. Correct? So Jesus is demonstrating that same reality by saying that the Word that I manifest to you in the substance of My fullness is the bread of life. If you eat of that Word, if you eat of that Word that expresses Me, if you eat of My fullness, that reality of My fullness will become part and parcel of your being. It will unveil a new creation. It will bring forth in you something that is entirely not of yourself. Something that is brand new. So Jeremiah is foreshadowing that reality by saying, "Thy words were found and I ate them. And Thy words became for me a joy and the delight of My heart." That's why Jesus was announced by prophet Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, as being wonderful. Hello? As being wonderful. If you were to break up that word wonderful, I'm sure you will find these two words inside of that. Joy and delight of My heart. Are you listening? So the Lord God foreshadows that reality that Jesus is going to bring into our life through the prophet Isaiah. Right? So Isaiah says, "Thy words were found and I ate them." What does it mean, I ate them? I consumed them. I made them become part and parcel of My being. I said that the substance of the fullness of Jesus Christ has to be perfected and completed inside of us. When it's perfected and completed inside of us, it becomes part and parcel of our being. It becomes part and parcel of our spirit, our soul, our body even. Our hearts, our minds, our thoughts, our words, our deeds, our conscious, subconscious, unconscious, every part of our being is affected. Now this reality of being perfected and completed is represented by this word ate. I found your words, the prophet says, and I ate them. Can you eat words? What is he saying? God is in that verse demonstrating, foreshadowing what Jesus would come later and tell the Jews, unless you eat of my flesh, you have no life in you. And many of them left him. They said, what is this guy saying? Right? It doesn't make any sense. How can we eat of his flesh? What Jesus was bringing forth was what was partially announced by the prophet Jeremiah. I found thy words and I ate them. I found thy words and I ate them. What does it mean? I took hold of your words. I made them become part and parcel of my being. I meditated on those words. I chose to receive those words. And I chose to live those words. And in that reality, I ate your words. And those words became part and parcel of my being. And the result was that I found joy and delight in my heart. I find joy and delight in my heart. Are you listening? That's why the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Are you listening? That's why the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Right? Where do you find that? You find that in the book of Nehemiah. I think it is in Nehemiah. Chapter 8:10. Okay, verse 9. Then Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, this day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep, for the people were weeping when they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, go, eat of the fat, drink of the sweet, and send portions to him who has nothing prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. He doesn't explain how it is that. But what was happening? He was reading the word of God to his people. He got them all gathered together. They had come back to Jerusalem. And they were now reading the word of God. Right? After having spent several years in diaspora in Babylon. Right? So what did the prophet do? So what did Nehemiah do? He read the word, had the word of God read. And as they heard the word of God, they cried. And he said, don't cry. Right? For the joy of the Lord is your strength. So what is Jeremiah bringing forth in Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16? He's telling us that when you eat of the word of God, you will have joy in your heart and you will have delight in your heart. Are you listening? Right? He doesn't explain to you how that is going to happen. But it only comes through the reality of Jesus Christ. When the reality of the fullness of Jesus Christ is perfected into your heart, there will be a joy. That's why the fruit of the Holy Spirit is joy. Are you listening? That fullness of Jesus Christ that is worked into your heart is the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. And the end result is joy. What about delight? What does God mean by delight? Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 11. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2 and 3. Let's read from verse 1. Then a shoot will spring from the stem of Jesse. Who is that shoot who will spring from the stem of Jesse? Jesus, the true David, right? Okay. And a branch from his roots will bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. So what does the word of God that brings delight inside of you do for you? It brings delight in the fear of the Lord. Are you listening? The fear of the Lord. And in that process of enabling you to take delight in the fear of the Lord, what is God doing? He's making you a holy people unto Him. Hello? Holiness is taking delight in the fear of the Lord. Otherwise, we will never become a holy people. If you don't love it, if you don't enjoy it, if you don't treasure the idea of being holy unto God, you and I are never going to be holy. All right? Are you listening? So the Lord Jesus Christ came to establish a reality in the substance of His fullness, a reality that said that He takes delight in the fear of the Lord. And so when He was raised from the dead, Romans 1:3-4 and says that He had the spirit of holiness. Right? What does holiness got to do with the fear of the Lord? Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Right? So holiness is the attribute by which the fear of the Lord is defined in us. Ultimately, it is the highest attribute of the fear of the Lord. It's the highest reality of the fear of the Lord. Are you listening? And this is what the substance of Jesus Christ brings into us. The reality of wanting to be holy. And that reality of wanting to be holy is of the substance of His fullness. Are you listening? Hello? If the law is going to be fulfilled so that the prophets can come to fruition in the body of Christ, then we must be a God-fearing people. How are we going to become a God-fearing people? God announces through the prophet Isaiah that there has to be a reality in each one of our hearts where we take delight in the fear of the Lord. So Jesus Christ came, right? And He manifested that reality of taking delight in the fear of the Lord. And that reality is now being communicated to us in the substance of His fullness. So what does God do through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross? He vividly demonstrates that the fullness of Jesus Christ is given to us for new life. Because on the cross, the fullness of Jesus Christ was crucified for each and every one of us. And the fullness of Jesus Christ was proven to be what God had designed it to be when He raised Him from the dead and established Him at the right hand of the power on high. Are you listening? And in that reality, God established something for you and me that we in ourselves would never be able to establish. He established the fullness of Jesus Christ at the right hand of the majesty on high. He manifested the testimony of Jesus at the highest possible level. And that testimony of Jesus communicates the substance of the Master's fullness into you and me so as to enable us to become what we will in ourselves never be. So are you listening, brethren? If you and I receive of the substance of the Lord Jesus Christ, everything in the scripture, everything that is demanded under the law can be fulfilled in each one of us, can be established in each one of us. Are you listening? Hello? It can be fulfilled in us, it can be established in us. It can be established and fulfilled in us in the substance of the Master's fullness. Are you listening? Are you with me? Right? Praise the Lord. Do you understand that? So now, when we read John 1:16, of His fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Do you understand what that grace is all about? That grace is about all that God furnished in Christ Jesus to enable you and me to become sons of the living God. To make you and me in the image and fullness of Christ Jesus so that we can fulfill the purpose that God has for each and every one of us. And that entire purpose is defined in the fullness of Jesus Christ. And the fullness of Jesus Christ is communicated to you and me as grace upon grace. Nothing to do with merits. It's about grace. It's about receiving, realizing, and manifesting His fullness. So immediately John 1:17 says, "For the law was given through Moses." What happened when the law was given through Moses? The law declared that the wages of sin is death. And the law shut the human race under the condemnation of the law, under the judgments of the law. So the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. Are you listening? And in that grace and truth, truth sets you free. Grace enables that truth to set you free. Grace enables that truth to take form inside of you. Are you listening? And in that grace and truth, you are set free to become all that God wants you to become. Are you listening, brethren? This is why we are saved. This is why Christianity is absolutely true. This is why the Christian faith is absolutely true. Because it is established in perfection. Not because any of us deserves it, but because something was established in the testimony of Jesus. Perfection was completed in Christ Jesus, and in that perfection completed, a blueprint was established so that you and I could find new life, so that you and I could find the destiny that God has for us. You and I could be restored to what God wants us to become, so that you and I could become all that God wants us to become. And it all is possible. It is all available to all of us because it comes to us in the fullness of the Master. It comes to us in His merits. It comes to us in His substance. It comes to us with His character. It comes to us with His nature. It comes to us with His strength. It comes to us with His faith. It comes to us with His love. It comes to us with His hope for us. It comes to us, right? Are you listening? Right? With His compassion. It comes to us with His healing power. It comes to us with the power of the cross. Are you listening? All that is available to us in Christ Jesus. And therefore, it is our duty to discover the fullness of Christ Jesus. It is our duty to discover the fullness of Christ Jesus and then to give testimony of the fullness of Jesus Christ through all that we become, through all that we do in thought, word, and in deed. Are you listening? Right? Because it is the testimony of Jesus that is going to save the world. It is the testimony of Jesus that is going to bring forth a new human race. Hello? And the intent of salvation is to bring forth a new human race, a new creation in Christ Jesus. A new human race. A new human race conformed to His image. A new human race conformed to His image in His fullness, received and realized in each of our own free will. That's where the catch is. You have to receive of Him in your own free will. How you receive Him will determine what you become. Are you with me? His fullness is given to you. That's not a question. How you receive His fullness, that's up to you. It depends on your response. It depends on how you respond to what God has given you. How you see what God has given you being unfolded through your life. That's why the revelation of Jesus Christ results first in a calling, right? Purpose. Why? Because in that purpose, God will bring forth in you the revelation of Jesus Christ that will perfect you and complete you. Are you listening? Amen? So can you be a perfect Christian? Yes, you can. Because all you have to do is receive the fullness of Jesus Christ. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Here Jesus Christ says to us, "Therefore you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Therefore you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Is that possible? Yes. Why is it possible? Because that perfection is described in the substance that comes to us in the Master's person, the Master's being, and the Master's nature. It is a reflection of His fullness, right? Received and realized within us in a subordinate reality, in a dependent reality, and in an entirely derivative reality. Right? It doesn't exist without Him. It doesn't exist without His Lordship. That's why Jesus Christ is the Lord of the Sabbath. What is the Sabbath? The Sabbath is the ability to rest in God. But He is the Lord of the Sabbath. Why is He the Lord of the Sabbath? Because that rest in God only exists if Jesus Christ is your Lord. If Jesus Christ is your beloved. If Jesus Christ is your husband. And that's why the highest level of the covenant of God is a marriage covenant that is to be defined at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And that's what we are looking forward to. So Jesus Christ is coming back to receive His bride. And what is the bride supposed to reflect? The fullness of Him that has been realized within each one of us. Amen? Because what did the bridegroom do for us? He went to the cross to manifest, right, His fullness for our salvation. And what is the bride supposed to be? A reflection of a people who have received that fullness, and in receiving that fullness have fallen in love with Him. In receiving that fullness, in being perfected and completed in that fullness, have come to realize with gratitude how awesome is the sacrifice that has been made for them. Are you listening? That's why grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. What is grace and truth meant to bring into you as a realization? Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. "And the grace of our Lord was more than abundant with the faith and love which are found in Christ Jesus." What does grace communicate to you? The faith and love of Jesus for you personally. Hello? The faith and love of Jesus for you personally. Now, what is the reason for communicating to you the faith and love of Jesus personally? So that you will personally understand that Jesus has actually saved you. That it is His faith and His love that is bringing forth the changes inside of you. That it is His faith and His love that will set you free from sin and death. And in that reality, the truth sets you free. Who is the truth? Jesus Christ. How does Jesus Christ come to you? With His faith and His love for you expressed through the cross. And the faith and the love that Jesus expressed for you through the cross is brought to you by the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. And that faith and that love of Jesus Christ, right, has the power to set you free. It tells you that Jesus loves you. It tells you that Jesus has faith to so that you will become all that you can be in God. Hello. And as we become all that we can be in God, it is because there is the faith and love of Jesus that stands over us in blood. That's why Christians say that the blood has power. What is the power of the blood? The power of the blood is the faith and love of Jesus for you. He didn't just simply have an airy, fairy theological pronouncement that I'm going to have faith and love for you. It was proven through an actual sacrifice in which His blood was shed. And in that shed blood of the Lamb is the faith and love that can bring all changes that are necessary for you and I to achieve the purposes that God has for us. That's why nothing is impossible to us through Christ who strengthens us. How does Christ strengthen us? In His faith and His love. And as the faith is substance, correct? Substance of the hope that Jesus has expressed over your life and my life through His sacrifice. And that substance is the substance of a new creation. Are you listening? Amen? And that substance of a new creation is yours to receive and to realize. So the faith and love of Jesus Christ can bring into you all that you think is impossible for you to do. That's the key to the salvation message. That's the key to the salvation message, that in the fullness of Jesus Christ, you will come forth as a brand new creation. That in the substance of His fullness, you will have a clean heart, you will have a pure heart, you will have a heart that will ascend into the hill of the Lord. Are you listening, brethren? All this is made possible because someone loved you. Someone chose to love you. Someone chose to express that love for you through His sacrifice. So when you see the cross of Jesus Christ, the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross is a manifestation of the fullness of Him for you personally. And that manifestation of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for you is unveiled in you in the substance of His fullness. What do you see on the cross? The substance of His fullness. What was put on the cross? His person, His being, His nature. All of that was tested on the cross. Amen? Are you with me? So John says, of His fullness we have all received. How did we receive His fullness? Through the cross. It is through the cross that God made the offer of a covenant with Him. And that covenant with Him is of the substance of the Master's fullness. Are you listening? A covenant that is going to be defined in your heart in the faith and love of Jesus for you. Now, why is that not possible? If the faith and love of Jesus can be established by the covenant word into your heart and my heart, all things are possible through Christ who strengthens us. All things are possible. Praise the Lord. Isn't that freedom? Doesn't that set you free? Doesn't that take away all the I can'ts and I cannot be and I don't like it and I can't do this? Hello? If you receive the faith of Jesus, your free will want to do a whole bunch of things that you don't want to do today. If you have the delight of the fear of the Lord alive inside of you, no problem. Amen? So the battle is in your free will submitting, right? Submitting to the Father's will unveiled to you in the fullness of Christ Jesus. Are you willing to receive the fullness of Christ Jesus? Are you willing to allow Him to become Lord of the Sabbath in your heart? Are you willing to rest in Him and realize a new life through Him? Are you willing to allow His faith and His love to work a miracle within you? Are you willing to surrender sovereignty to the Lord who gave Himself to you? Sovereignty in your own heart. Sovereignty in your own mind. Sovereignty in your own thinking. Are you listening, brethren? Let's read that again. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile all things to Himself. How? Through the communication of the fullness of Jesus Christ. Right? Having made peace through the blood of His cross. How did He make peace? Through the blood of His cross. Because of the faith and love of Jesus that stands in the blood, this reconciliation process can be mediated. And this reality of mediating this process of reconciliation is what is called the atoning power of the blood. The blood atones the reality of this reconciliation. That means God works the fullness of Jesus Christ into you and me, and ultimately into all creation over a period of time, because over that period of time there is a peace that stands over all that God is doing in the faith and love of Jesus. And the faith and love of Jesus gives an atoning covering over what God is working into us. What does it mean? Why is that atoning reality there? Because the faith and Jesus and love of the Lord Jesus Christ will fulfill this reality. And you and I are called to understand that, to receive that, and communicate that. That is the gospel. That is the gospel. Not our intelligent, mind-boggling good stuff. That is the gospel. The fullness of Him that must fill all in all. Things on earth and things in heaven. Everything is going to come forth and be restored in the fullness of Jesus Christ that is mediated in a witness of blood. And that witness of blood is in the faith and love of Jesus. And all things are possible in the faith and love of Jesus. Why do we say that? Very simple, because He's the only one who came back from the dead. He was the only one, right, who came back from the dead. There have been teachers of all kinds, all shades, and all philosophies who have come and said a lot of things. But He's the only one who was proven to have a message that survived death. And not only that, He came back, right, in resurrection power. Are you listening? So through His life, Jesus Christ demonstrated the dead were raised. He walked on water. He lived in the grace of God. He lived in obedience to God. And all of that, He perfected a faith and a love sufficient to enable we who are the weakest to become strong in His strength. That's why the Bible says in Colossians chapter 1 verse 11 that we are strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might. And God's glorious might is revealed in Jesus Christ risen. So we are strengthened with all power. The Greek word for power there is dunamis. We are strengthened with all power according to the Father's might that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. All power. Power to do everything the right way. And this is what the gospel is all about. The power that was given through the cross. The power to make the human being do all things the right way. Hello? Are you listening? And that's the message that the church has to receive, realize, and give expression to. And we haven't quite done that. Are you with me? We haven't quite done that. And that's what God wants to bring forth in this end time. And so you need to understand that God is communicating to us the testimony of Jesus. Because the testimony of Jesus is His fullness. The testimony of Jesus carries the power that God invested in Christ Jesus when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at the right hand of the Father, far above every principality, power, might, and dominion. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Right? I pray, verse 18, that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power towards us. Surpassing greatness of His power towards us. The Greek word for power is dunamis, power. It is the power of the cross. It is the power that is invested in the faith and love of Jesus. It is the power that stands in the name of Jesus. It is the power that comes through the blood. And it says here, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe? And these are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, the Father's might, which he brought about in Christ Jesus. Right? He brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in the one to come. Brethren, there is a power that stands over every principality, power, might and dominion. And that power has to be brought alive in us. And that's what we are required to focus on. But that power is entirely invested in the fullness of Jesus Christ. So what is the solution to the Christian faith? Very simple. A total focus on Christ Jesus and his fullness. I will repeat that. A total focus on Christ Jesus and his fullness. Having a conviction that the church has to have a hope that is entirely focused on all that God has given us in Jesus Christ. And as each one of us goes into the calling that God has for us, this is what we are called to discover. That the hope that we focus on the Lord Jesus Christ will establish each one of us as a new creation with a calling that is entirely empowered by him. Entirely empowered by his faith and his love for you. Entirely empowered by his righteousness. Entirely empowered by the substance of his fullness, perfected and completed into your being as you answer your call. As you answer your call. That's why the revelation of Jesus Christ starts off with a call. And then he says, the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe in him. Listening, brethren. So you and I have an awesome potential in God. But all of that awesome potential, all of that awesome potential is conformed to Christ Jesus. It stands in one name, the name of Jesus. The focus of the Christian church should be on unveiling the name of Jesus. Now we can operate gifts. We can go out and evangelize, but we must make sure we are doing all things in the name of Jesus. Are you listening, brethren? There is no substitute for the fullness of Jesus Christ. There is no substitute for that fullness that comes from him. The substance must be of him, otherwise salvation is not going to continue to manifest. Because our righteousness is filthy rags. Are you with me? Right? You will find that all of the great men of God, Moses, Elijah, John the Baptist, all of them were righteous men under the law. But they all failed at critical points in their life. They could not fulfill the purposes of God perfectly. Hello? Elijah ran away in fright. Moses struck the rock with anger. John the Baptist in jail turns around and asks Jesus Christ, are you the Christ? Right? Are you with me? But Jesus Christ did not turn back. He did not run away. He went through the cross and he was vindicated by the power of God. He was vindicated by the strength of God's might. And the strength of God's might is invested in one name, the name of Jesus. And you and I are called to be strengthened with all power according to the Father's glorious might in all steadfastness and patience. So wait. So often we are in a hurry. Wait. When I say wait, it doesn't mean do nothing. What it means is you do what God has opened to you and you wait for him to open the next door. You wait. Don't rush off to think that you are doing ministry in your own strength. Hello. It is the faith of Jesus Christ that is going to transform the world. It is the love of Jesus Christ that is going to transform the world. It is the faith and love of Jesus Christ that the body of Christ must be prepared to bring forth, not our love and our faith. Because our love and our faith must be entirely of His substance. Only then are we doing what God wants us to do. So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. And He put all things in subjection under His feet. That is, the Father put all things in subjection under the feet of Jesus Christ. That is authority. And gave Him as head over all things to the church. When Jesus Christ is the head of all things, then the church will be head. Will have that authority of the head who reigns within us. So Jesus Christ must be the head in the church. Then the church will stand in authority over all things. Verse 23, what is the church? The church is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. What is to fill all in all? The fullness of Christ Jesus. What is the gospel? The gospel is the fullness of Jesus Christ communicated through everything that we do in thought, word, and in deed. That's the gospel. That's the gospel that we are called to preach. That's the gospel that we are called to unveil through each one of our callings. And through each one of our callings, the gospel will be presented in a peculiar fashion. If you are a prayer warrior, the gospel of Jesus Christ will be presented through your life in a peculiar fashion. If you are a teacher of the word, it will be manifested in a peculiar fashion. If you are a prophet of the Lord, then it will be manifested in a peculiar fashion. But everything must be based on the fullness of Jesus Christ. If not, it is an error. And it is in serious error when we think we are preaching the gospel without the fullness of Jesus Christ. Hello? If you read church history, you will find that many times we have tried to do that. Preach the gospel in our own righteousness. Well, it's time to change. And it's the fullness of Jesus Christ that must come forth. So how is this fullness going to come forth? As we learn to set our hope on the Lord Jesus Christ. In that hope that finds definition through the Word of God, God wants to bring into us the right substance. So you must understand, when there is a verse in the Bible, there is right substance to that verse. And we will talk about that tomorrow. All right? Right substance to the Word of God. If we don't have the right substance to the Word of God, we don't have the Word of God. Hello? If we don't have right substance to the Word of God, we don't have the Word of God. All we have is our version of the Word of God. So God is watching over His word to perform it. It must be His word. Jeremiah partook and ate of the word of God. It was God's word. And he said, it filled me with joy and delight. My heart was full of joy and delight. Because the substance of that word was of the fullness of Christ Jesus. He is the word. Are you listening? And this thinking must come into the church of Jesus Christ. All right, shall we pray? Father, we thank You that in this awesome reality of the fullness of Christ Jesus, You have opened us to an awesome potential, Father. The potential that is given to us in the fullness of Christ Jesus. The potential, O Lord, of being able to receive and realize realities defined in His faith and His love. The potential, O God, of being able to receive and realize realities defined in His character and His nature. The potential, O God, of being able to receive and realize realities defined in resurrection power. Father, how great is the potential in each one of our lives. And that potential stands because of His fullness we have all received. Grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. But grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. We bless You that grace and truth can be realized through Jesus Christ. That as we set our hope on the Lord Jesus Christ, as we see that hope come alive through the living Word, Father, that hope will manifest the right substance. The Word of God will yield the right substance of the Master's fullness, and we will unveil as a new creation in Him. And in this realization, Father, you will enable us to do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We will do all things in the name of Jesus. And all this will come forth as the ministry of the Holy Spirit, Father. So as we stand before you, we bring before you the entire body of Christ across the world and in the heavenly places, both Jew and Gentile. And we ask you to bless us, Father, in the fullness of Christ Jesus. Bless us, O God, by the Holy Spirit. Bless us, O God, so that we will truly give expression to the Master's fullness. Bless us, O God, that we will be conformed to the image of Christ. Bless us, O God, that His fullness will be manifested through all that we become, through all that we do, in thought, word, and in deed. Let the Lord Jesus Christ become the Lord of the Sabbath in our hearts, Father. That as we enter into your covenant of peace established in the blood of Jesus, enable us to know and understand that all of that covenant stands in the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. All of that covenant stands as He stands as head over the body of Christ. So unveil to the body of Christ the absolute importance, O God, of Jesus being our head. Of us learning how to do all things in the name of Jesus. Of us learning, O God, how to receive and realize all things through Christ who strengthens us. So bless us, O God, that we may know what you have been patiently waiting to enable us to know, Father. So teach us to listen to you and teach us to obey you. Teach us to receive from you and teach us, O God, to walk by your Spirit in all that you give us. In Jesus' name. Amen.